respond by doing away with it entirely because of what could be taking place as opposed to what is actually taking place. I was elected on a platform that included strengthening our police bureau and making it more relevant and more reflective in the needs in our community and more accountable to the public that it serves. The same holds true for the Joint Terrorism Task Force. I believe that reform comes from engagement and hard work, not from walking away and hoping that others do the work for us. Yesterday, Commissioner Fish asked if anyone on either panel disagreed that our community faces real threats, including potential school shootings, mass shootings like what happened at the Clackamas Town Center, potential acts of terrorism, or other threats. Nobody disagreed. So if working alongside our intelligence and law enforcement partners is no longer the plan, what is the plan? If we're not going to be there to evaluate intelligence of potential threats to students in our schools, what's the alternative? Out of all the expert testimony, one of the things that really stood out to me, and others referenced this, was the video from Bob Hornstein of the Jewish Federation. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said that what we've seen in the United States is a rise of white supremacist groups. They're more visible and they're more emboldened in the current environment. He's constantly thinking about security, he said, constantly thinking about upgrading the security at the Jewish Federation synagogues and other agencies. When the mass shootings happened at the synagogue in Pittsburgh in October, he immediately called his JTTF liaison here in Portland, who took the time to call Central Precinct to make sure that there were extra patrols available at the synagogues. This is just one example of the kind of security that that collaboration with the JTTF can provide locally. Last week, the Portland City Council passed a resolution condemning white supremacist and alt-right hate groups in the city of Portland. It's my opinion that now we are pulling out of a tool that could potentially help us address this increasingly dangerous issue. In fact, our JTTF officers confirmed yesterday morning that their investigative work reflects a rise in violent white supremacist activities. If this is truly a primary concern of the city of Portland, why would we interrupt a communications line to the FBI and splinter our public safety resources? Why now? We're not just talking about white supremacist and white national groups. We're also talking about lone actors. So while much attention has been given to white supremacist and white nationalist groups, and some were referenced, I believe, today, I ask this city council to also consider the danger of individual actors and the trauma that they have inflicted on communities all across this country. If we're not working with our partners to gather intelligence and investigate these issues, then what is our plan? Who is working on it? But partnerships like the JTTF can give resolutions like the one we passed last week more teeth, but we have to provide the impetus. We have to be assertive and lead that effort. It's important to protect the safety and the civil rights of everyone in this community. The JTTF is another tool for being able to do so if we manage it properly. I understand that there are legitimate concerns about the history of the FBI. The value of information and our ability to shape the JTTF policies, priorities, and values, in my opinion, outweighs immediate concerns. And we should be taking all of these issues seriously for what we are confronting today and what we expect to confront in the future. We're here today with real challenges, and we need the tools to keep the people here safe. Ending this partnership, I believe, gives us fewer tools in a much more complex and much more dangerous world. A number of people gave examples of where the JTTF failed. It's true, there is no such thing as a fail-safe system. But yesterday we also received a list of cases where the JTTF was successful working with local law enforcement on thwarting shootings, bombings, and school violence, amongst other examples. I absolutely believe that the JTTF is highly imperfect. It could do much better. I was prepared to support the amendments that were offered by Commissioner Fish. As the police commissioner, I cannot support a policy that appears to favor politics or ideology over the safety and well-being of Portlanders. While values are extremely important, values alone cannot protect the safety of the community. As police commissioner, my priority remains the safety and the well-being of the community, period. We've heard testimony that if we pull out, it will persuade the FBI to reform their system. Are we willing to risk the safety of this community on that potential outcome? The chief and I will say this. I'll speak for the chief since we're in agreement on this. I know that we have not won this vote. We will withdraw from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And I want to make a commitment to all of you in this room, including those of you who disagree with what I just said vehemently. We're going to rise to the occasion. We will make do with the limited tools we have to ensure the safety of this community. And we will rise to the occasion in terms of ensuring accountability and transparency to the degree that we're able to do that from the sidelines of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And I hope my colleagues are serious that this council will invest in the partnership, the tools, the training, and the resources needed to address very real threats to this community. I want to thank everyone, especially my colleagues. This is an example, I think, where we had a significant disagreement of opinion. We heard all the sides. We asked a lot of questions. Personally, I'll say I have learned a lot. I appreciated the diversity of viewpoints that we heard. And on the whole, I'm very grateful for the experience we've had. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank the staffs. I want to thank Nicole Grant for my team who spent countless hours working on this. So with that, I vote no. The resolution is adopted 3-2. Carla, I will refer.